This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Good morning, Hammer. How are you, buddy?
I'm missing you guys every single day.
Miss you, too. I did get to see Hammer for a brief second yesterday. He was working the phones. I had to go back to the studio and do a video.
Is Hammer coming to the holiday party tonight?
Yeah, are you coming tonight?
I'm not asking for myself.
No, I'm not
I'm
coming
asking
tonight.
For Shelley.
And I'll ask for Hannah.
It's Thursday. It's your day off.
Paul will ask for Megan.
No, I got to work Nordstrom tonight because of the holiday. So
holiday
I'll
rush.
Shift.
Now, why were you tweeting at 11:45 last night? Are you hungover this morning or were you at working?
As I just said, I got Nordstrom's for the holidays. I'm working the night shifts for the time being.
You're so crushing
when,
right
when
now.
When did they do the Nordstrom holiday party?
That was, well, they did this holiday party last night thing. So they brought all these caterers and stuff. So it was like the workers that worked there and the shoppers. But I had to work the holiday party because, you know, that's just kind of my job at Nordstrom's. I got to do all the grunt work.
He's not real high up there. I'm starting to realize.
I'm as low as it is. I like chill with the custodians, and we have a grand old time.
Chilling, man. And for some reason, something tells me that's the way you like it. So that's perfect.
It's the best, man.
All right, my man. What do you got today?
Yo, so I feel like most of us are gamblers, whether it's sports betting or yep. I like to play a little bit of blackjack myself.
But California blackjack.
Baccarat, yep. Oh, of course. Seven minutes away from Petco Park?
That's exactly right.
Lucky guess. Anyway.
Trained him well.
So, for me, when I played blackjack, especially when I first got started, I used to get very, maybe anxious or scared is the right word.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a threatening experience with, like, all those people there. And some of these guys have been playing blackjack their entire life.
Yes.
So, how do you, like, start playing blackjack with a bunch of pros? For me, I kind of manned up. I was like, yo, guys, what does the book say? Do I hit here or do I not hit here?
Yeah, you can do that.
Is it cool?
Yeah, no, it's very cool. You can even ask the dealer.
You can ask the dealer.
They'll tell you what the book tells you to do.
I've been in Vegas, Hammer, and they had there was a lady sitting next to me that had one of those little pocket cards, and she was pulling out the card looking because it's just – it's odds, and it's, you know, it's not guaranteed, obviously, but – if you play the percentages, the chances are in blackjack you're going to do okay.
Always split the eights.
Always split aces.
It can be a kind of a nerve-wracking experience, especially if you're going and there's someone at the table who's playing like two or three spots, but, so you know.
And if you're at third base, which is the last seat, you want to die because you pretty much control everybody's fate.
I remember the first time I sat down to a blackjack table in Las Vegas, just turned 21, and you know I had like $100 with me for
yeah,
the whole trip. And I started on, I was playing like a $5
table.
That's what
yep.
they had. And I started going on a run, and I was up like, you know, 150, 200. And I started up in my bed, and I just got so nervous. And I thought, okay, one more, going to play one more. And I've got like, I've already made like $200. Let's make a big bet. $100 out there. And of course, it comes out 7-4. So I have to
double down.
So I have $200.
Yeah.
Like double what I even brought with me sitting on the table right there. Oh, man, was I so happy when a king came out.
Oh, yeah.
I hit it.
What's your biggest bet you ever had on one hand of blackjack?
Nice question.
I've never gone above that. That's $100.
That's the
most I've ever been on one hand of blackjack.
God. Oh.
And that's only if I'm already way up. I can't do
Woods?
More than that.
The biggest bet I ever put on a table is $1,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God. On one hand?
One hand.
Oh, my God. My dog,
and
man. What a move.
Lost it.
What did
now,
you do after that?
Cocaine. Mostly.
You're the man.
Mostly. It was a rough one, boys. It was a rough one. But, I yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. Hammer, once you get the hang of it, though, the problem is getting the hang of it. That's the problem. You don't ever want it. You always want to feel uncomfortable. You don't ever want to get the hang of being a blackjack player.
Well, there's so much pressure.
It's so much pressure.
You're playing with you're the guys next to you,
yep.
kind of.
Yes, you are, man. You don't. I'll never forget in Vegas. My buddy Rob almost he wanted to kill this woman at the end of the table who was like the hit on 17 and stuff. And he's like, she was playing third base,
oh my God.
And she's taking face cards. And the dealer's like, oh, cool, 19. And
he realized
yo. Get up and walk the F away. I was like,
you do realize that just as much impact you positively as negatively.
Absolutely.
They can take all the bad cards and save you the good ones, the ones you needed for the dealer or yourself. It doesn't really matter.
That's what makes it so tough because it's not like poker where if you're a bad poker player, it's just all on you. Like,
yeah.
You're taking all the losses.
Well, and I understand, too, Baccarat is a game we all need to learn because that is like you against the house. And that's – it's no, it's – You're betting on what the dealer has.
You can bet on yourself
or
the
dealer.
Bank.
Right.
Yes.
And
you
so
or the bank.
That sounds like the one that would be the most fun. But, Hammer, I feel you, dude. But here, don't the takeaway is don't ever get too comfortable playing blackjack because then it may be a problem.
And always be not afraid to ask a good question.
Never be afraid to ask. They're there to help, allegedly.
Ah, thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Stop. Hammer time.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.